Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. Now, let's talk about 401ks and address some frequent questions that you get, I know, all the time from listeners about their 401ks. There's the matter of free advice or advice with a very low fee. Some companies out there offer this to their employees. Is it a good idea, you think, to take advantage of it, or maybe not?
Well, so the companies are doing a couple things there. They're trying to do a really good service for their employees, and they're also trying to keep themselves out of hot water by saying, well, we didn't offer the advice, those people did. I would tend to say that the buyer needs to beware with this area. You want to ask if the advice is coming from someone acting as a fiduciary, or maybe they're a broker that works for the company that's offering the advice. Either way, you want to make sure that the person that's offering you the advice has been around the block a time or two. In many cases, the answer is no. It's really somebody that's pretty green in the area. So if that's the case, you would really want to take that advice with a grain of salt.
Okay, let's talk about 401k loans. Do you think that's a good idea or bad idea?
Well, generally borrowing from your 401k is a bad idea. So I can think of a number of different reasons. A couple right off the top of my head would be that many plans prohibit you from making new contributions while you have a loan outstanding. So the only thing you can do is pay back your loan until it's fully repaid. Well, that obviously will put a crimp in your retirement style if you're limited to how much you can put in your 401k because of that loan. If you're unable to repay the loan, well, that's treated as a taxable withdrawal. And if you happen to be under 59 and a half, you're going to get a 10% penalty imposed by the government too. So that would really be a bad thing. And then the third thing, Ron, I could think of would be you're almost kind of trapped in your job because the loan must be repaid if you're going to leave the company. So if you take a new job somewhere and you have a loan in your 401k, you've got to repay that, or that's a taxable event too. None of those three things are what you want to be doing in your 401k.
So many things to think about, that's for sure. And I know that a topic of conversation often is 401k rollovers. David Dickens, tell me this, when does a rollover make sense?
Well, I can think of, there are a number of instances, but I can think of two that make a ton of sense. When you change jobs, what we often refer to those old 401ks are our orphan 401ks. You can have, I've seen people with three or four or five different small and medium-sized 401ks from old jobs that they just never did anything with. And a second situation would be if you're over 59 and a half and you're still at your existing company, you can do something. Most plans allow you to do something called an in-service distribution. And what that is rolling a piece of your 401k out into an IRA rollover. Why would you do either of those things? Well, one would be it gives you better visibility over the retirement assets that you've accumulated. The second reason, and maybe the more important reason, is you have way more investment choices in an IRA rollover than you're going to have in your 401k. That's going to be the biggest reason for you to do a 401k rollover.
When you get into a conversation about a 401k, oftentimes target date funds come up. And my question to you on today's show is, what are target date funds and are they good options for most people?
Okay, so Ron, that's a great question. Target date maturity funds are now the default option for most 401ks. If you don't choose how your money's getting invested, they're going to invest it in a target date fund that coincides with your assumed date of retirement or when you would turn 66 or 67. So it's kind of an autopilot investment strategy that is based on when you are assumed to retire. However, that doesn't mean that it's appropriately dialed into your risk profile. So I remember back in 2010, I was meeting with someone who came in for a review, and they had about 10 years to go to retirement. So at that time, they were using a 2020 fund, a year 2020 fund. Well, they thought that would be kind of conservative because they were going to retire in 10 years. what we found out was that that fund was 70% stocks and 30% bonds. That's a fairly aggressive position. And during 2008 and early 2009, that fund lost 35% of its value. So her $500,000 401k went down to $325,000. That is absolutely not what she was expecting out of her target date maturity fund. So these are funds that give you a sense of security, but you really need to understand what's going on inside of them.
Now, let's talk about contribution amounts. If you have a 401k, should you just contribute enough to max out the company match, or should you maybe put in more?
Well, so most articles, most websites you're going to read, most talk show hosts are going to say that you should put in up to the match, up to the company match, and then not a penny more. Move on to the next best alternative. And as a general statement, I totally agree with that. But the real answer is, are you going to be in a higher or a lower tax bracket in retirement? And that's really going to drive whether you should continue to put more money into a tax-deferred 401k or whether you should move on to maybe the next best tax-free retirement investment vehicle.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Roth versus traditional. And I know we've talked about this a lot on this show. If you have a Roth option in your 401k, should you take advantage of it or maybe not?
Well, this kind of correlates to the contribution amount, what you should do with the extra money. So this is not a one-size-fits-all answer. I think about a client I have right now. He's in his late 50s, and he has a 401k, a Roth 401k alternative. But if he switches over from his 401k contribution, he'll lose his current year tax deduction. And by doing that, he'll bump himself up into the 32% tax bracket from the 24% bracket. Yeah. So the question that he and I discuss is, what's the probability you're going to be in at least the 32% bracket during retirement? And so what we've decided in his case is, he's probably better off contributing to the 401k, not the Roth. But I have a younger client. She's in her 30s. She and her husband both work, but they're not near their full earning potential yet. So her answer is yes, she should absolutely use the Roth 401k. That's by far the best vehicle for her to invest in her retirement at this stage of her life. So, Ron, this entire segment, how do you save for retirement? The answers are really personal. They have to be part of your plan and not some generic calculator or some article that you read on the web. So if you're listening today and you realize you don't really have a plan that's dialed in for your lifestyle, your number of years yet to retirement age, and what you want out of your retirement, here's what I'd like to offer to do for you today. I'm really passionate about my belief that you deserve a secure, independent retirement, and that's why we offer this free consultation to keep you on the path. It's called our financial CPR, or our complete planning review. We'll offer you this free consultation to help you determine how prepared you are to handle retirement pitfalls like inflation, health emergencies, stock market volatility, and taxes. You've worked really hard for the money you have, so we'll work just as hard to help you protect and grow it. There's a wide variety of tools and services available in the financial world. We'll show you how to harness those tools and services to create a plan that's tailored just for you. And we'll show you how to achieve a lifetime of security because you've worked hard to get where you are today. So let's get to work now so that you can get the fact-based approach that you deserve and get better answers to your financial challenges and objectives. We'll work together to get you on the road to financial security and independence.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.